It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz joining us every week, 4 o'clock Tuesdays. Unless there's a Monday game, but normally 4 o'clock Tuesdays. Jordan Mailata, appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us, Jordan.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, sir.
How you guys doing?
What's up, big man?
So I assume you are, given how far it is a flight to get to Australia, you are a good, you know, far distance flyer. Curious if you are a movie watcher, a sleeper. Watch 8 different episodes of one show. How do you pass the time?
Man, that's exactly what you got to do. You just got to, you know, find some good movies to watch, some good shows, break it up in between by just doing laps around the plane or just, you know, getting up, standing up, stretching for a little bit. But yeah, I like to say I'm a little veteran.
Yeah.
Air travel.
You watch anything good on the way to Brazil or on the way back?
I started watching this show called Preacher on the way to Brazil.
Yeah,
didn't get far into it. I just ended up standing up for majority of like the flight and talking with the guys, playing some cards, and just really didn't do much for this flight over. Flight back, I just slept the whole time, so that was easy.
God bless.
I was gonna
you.
Say, I know that flight back had to be a nice, comfortable sleep. You get a whole row. I'm sure you get a whole row, right?
The Eagles took care of us this year, man. They gave us a business class seat.
Did you see them? They're like, you get your own little space almost.
Like all right.
Nice lean back chair, nice. Desk.
We're lucky.
So you line up in a game without Jason Kelce for the first time. What was it like to look over and not see him? And how do you think Cam did?
I will say, I think I've gotten used to not seeing him. I think just, you know, we took a lot of reps in camp.
Yeah.
A lot of reps in OTAs, and, I've gotten used to seeing Cam now, leading the line. And so it definitely did feel weird not having Kelce there this year, but I think Cam's doing a great job. I thought he did a great job in the game. So, first game.
I thought you guys as a unit did a pretty good job, Jordan. Passing game, not much pressure on Jalen. They brought in, a lot of blitzes early in the game. I think you guys graded out along with Jalen as the best against the blitz this weekend overall in the NFL. So that was certainly good. Mm-hmm. And then you guys got the running game going early, man, and you stuck with it. And what I loved about it is that, you know, you stuck with it when it was getting only 2 yards here, 3 yards there, 4 yards there, and then next you know you hit a big one. So what was that like for you guys out there this week, blocking for Saquon and trying to protect Jalen?
I mean, that shows the experience of Kellen. You know, Kellen's experience showing through, you know, sticking with the run game and knowing that it's going to free up the pass game, and especially when you have someone like Saquon in the backfield. I mean, that guy's special. That guy is really special, man, and, you know, lucky to have him on our team. But, you know, we just had to keep, you know, even the first play of the game, you know, Saquon and I slipped at the same time. And we just knew the run game. We had to get the run game going, and, you know, we just kept chipping away the next play, and next thing you know, you know, Saquon's feeling it. You just had to get into the rhythm, and I think he found his rhythm.
I think that's an understatement.
So.
Yeah. So, talking to Jordan Mailata, what is it? Do you play your position? Do offensive linemen do anything different when you have somebody like Saquon behind you? Does your mission change at all?
No. It doesn't change at all. We just focus on doing our job to the best we can, making sure that we're executing the right, you know, right blocks and right techniques. And, you know, there are some runs where we didn't execute and Saquon made us right. And that's the beauty of having Saquon. He's able to again, set up blocks for you, but also correct, you know, make big plays and just be Saquon. You know, he does some freaky stuff.
You mentioned the field a little bit. Do you I think afterwards, everyone sort of made the assumption that it affected defensive line players more than it affected offensive line. How do you feel like it affected you guys compared to the guys that were trying to, you know, get past you?
I don't think it. I mean, early on, you know, in the warm-ups, we tested the field out wearing our normal cleats, and we found out real soon that we had to change our cleats into wearing the studs, the little round ones. Mm-hmm. And we found that was the perfect shoe to wear. You had more grip in the ground, and so that was us spreading the word in the locker room, wear your studs, and I think we did a good job of handling that field. I don't know. You know, I don't play defense. I don't know what they're talking about. You think going forward would be pretty easy, right?
Yeah. Forward, so. I meant the guys in front of you.
I tell them, you try going backwards. How about that?
Yeah.
Try going backwards and you can tell me.
That's fair enough.
Jordan wanted to make sure you know it was just as hard on us, too.
Yeah, well, that's why I asked the question. They were whining about it. I want to make sure that you got proper credit for it.
It's all good. Well, talk about you guys as a unit. Your play in the game. I mentioned earlier about versus the blitz and how well you guys did with the communication and picking up the extra rushers. Just talk about that operation for us a little bit and how that worked out in the game. Communication, sight adjustments, all of that. Everything seemed like it was on point when it came to picking up extra pressure.
Yeah, I think that's been a major emphasis going into this year, making sure that we don't repeat the same mistakes we did last year. And, you know, it starts with us up front, but it also starts with Jalen. And Jalen did a great job of, you know, understanding where the pressures were coming from, understanding where to, you know, call the blitz from. And Cam did a great job of communicating it to the line, making sure that we were all on the same reads. And, you know, I think we could still communicate a little bit better. There was one where Jalen got hit. I think it was the throw to AJ. We ran it out.
Yep.
And, you know, we could communicate a little better to the running back just to, you know, identify so we're not, there isn't a free hitter coming off the edge there. They blitz the nickel. And, you know, I thought we did a good job of, again, being on our P's and Q's and just making sure that the communication was clear and that we were executing the protection well, and Jalen felt comfortable back there knowing where the blitz, if there was a free blitz, and knowing where he's coming and knowing where he's hot. So Jalen did a great job of commanding us, and you know, we did a good job of communicating and making sure we're all on the same page.
Talking to Jordan Mailata, what would you say is the one thing you are most happy with your play about and the one thing that you think needs the most work leading into the second game?
I think the one thing I was happy about was preventing a pick six, you know, first drive. And I thought my
How about that?
Yeah, well done.
That's good tackle,
my
man.
My form was pretty good. You know, what I'm not happy about is, you know, just again, the little errors that when we turn on the film and you just like watch, oh, okay, my hand placement could be a little bit better. Oh, my burst off the ball could be a little bit better. My communication with the tight end here or the left guard, understanding, you know, where the linebacker is fitting in a gap, you know, how the D line's going to react, just stuff like that. Little things that, you know, I don't want to stack on and something that I want to keep building on, you know, making sure the game is clean. So, yeah.
I think overall everyone here is happy you got the win. And then what we do is we start thinking about it and we start thinking about, well, this wasn't perfect, that wasn't perfect. How, you know, obviously as soon as the game finishes, you're happy with the win. How quickly does that move on to, okay, what do I have to do better for next time?
For most of us on the O-line, pretty much the whole O-line, we get together in the buses and the plane and we watch the film, you know, right after the game so we can be able to move on. But, you know, it was a gritty game. You know, the who was going to be the toughest, the longest was going to come out on top just from the conditions and the way both teams were executing. You know, I thought, you know, offense, we faced adversity, but we were able to overcome that. Defense, they faced adversity, but they were able to overcome that. And special teams, too. And you know, at the end of the day, there's so much for us to clean up, but the beauty of it too is we did some really good stuff out there, and when you turn on the film you could see that, and that's something that we're going to continue to work on and build on, is, you know, all the good stuff that we've done. We know we can correct all the bad stuff. And immediately on the plane, you know, Cam is talking through the technique that he's using or talking through his thought process when, you know, we're with communication and at the line, you know, like we're already on it, just already on correcting mode, and, you know, trying to be accountable, understand while it's still fresh in our minds. So usually as soon as we watch the film as, you know, individually or together, it's usually after that when we can move on. You want to get your corrections.
Mm-hmm. Well, man.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is our first time getting a chance to talk with you. I know you're going to be with us every Tuesday here throughout the year, and I think you're going to be with us during the Players Lounge as we've been together the last couple of years. And I want to take the opportunity to congratulate you on being voted one of the team captains this year. I'm pretty sure that's a big honor for you. Right, and we've watched your growth as a leader, not only by action, but also being one of the vocal leaders on the team. So I'm sure that has to be something that you're proud of, that your teammates sort of view you in this light.
Yeah, it's first things first. It's a huge honor to be voted as a captain and to be seen, like that by your peers is huge. And now I'm not going to change anything about the way I've been going about my business. You know, it's just incredible and you know, very, I don't know how to put it. You know, it's just an awesome opportunity to be captain, especially for the city. So, you know, I'm not going to take it for granted. Just going to keep continuing, you know, to do what I've been doing. And, you know, I've had great captains in the past who've shown me how to lead. I'm just going to continue to do that.
Well, great job Friday night. We appreciate your time. And you know what's even better than 1-0 is 2-0. So good luck with the rest of the weekend on Monday night too, man. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
All right, brother.
There he is, Jordan Mailata. You know what a lot of people say is obviously being voted team captain is a big deal. Mm-hmm. At some point, we're going to have to decide whether Jordan is Foxhole Guy for the afternoon show, which is the equally big deal, I think.
It is a big deal.
You
it
know,
is.
It's sort of our version of captains, you know? So
I agree.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see how he, you know, he's on time, good answers, yada, yada, yada.
Normally pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah, he's normally pretty good.
This hour presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. I love that so with our call board, just to take you behind the curtain here, I get to look at, or Ike and I get to look at the name that Jack puts up there, where they're from, and the topic, so we can decide what to go to next. So Big Aaron, regular call, we love Big A. The topic just says, I'm so sick of all of this.
So always upset.
So I don't know what it's about. It could be anything.
I'm so sick. It's about the Eagles and the Phillies, man.
Okay.
I'm so sick. I mean, let me ask this question because I've seen this in the game. Maybe I'm a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Jalen point before he threw the ball? He pointed somewhere?
Yeah, he pointed at AJ.
Yeah, I think he was pointing to AJ to go back the other way. Yeah.
Okay, so if he's pointing to AJ, did he throw the ball where he pointed to? Or was he just trying to beat him? See, this kind of stuff I got to know. I wanted to ask Elliot this. Is this a bad throw? Yeah, it's a bad throw because he threw it against his body, and, you know, you ain't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
But if he saw him and pointed to him like, yo, I'm going to gun it to you, and then I heard he ain't got the arm to gun it. And I mean, that's what I'm getting tired of. But if he had a gun and arm and he threw it to Barkley, it was a gun. It was right between people. You know what I mean? You just pick and choose what's going
on. Well, hold on, Big A. And his feet was set.
He ain't got the craziest arm. He ain't got the craziest arm, but he do got an arm.
Well, he does throw some nice touch passes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's good enough if he makes better decisions. You know, not Tom Brady didn't have the biggest arm in the world.
I'll tell you what, Peyton Manning didn't have the strongest arm.
No. But it's more about knowing what you're capable of more than anything. I mean, we brought it up with Elliott. That's why Kyle Schwarber doesn't try to steal bases and right. Bryson Stott does, because one's fast and the other one's fast. So you could say if Kyle Schwarber tried to steal bases all the time, you could say, well, he didn't make it because he's slow. But the real thing is he got thrown out because he decided to steal a base and he's not fast enough. So I think that's sort of the rub there.
Analogies. I don't want to hear his analogies.
I'm sorry.
His analogies, or whatever. But, see, he made me forget my point. It was a good point.
Well, it happens to me, too.
His analogies. All right, let's jump to the Phillies.
Okay.
Now, this is what we got to do to Harper if he does that again, because you can't really do nothing now. The fans got to boo him.
Ooh.
If he don't bust it. The fans got to start booing. That's when he'll get it. But the fans do their job.
That's true.
Well, boo him sometimes when he don't do something right. Give him a little boo.
It's a good point, Big A, because the last time the Phillies sort of reacted to anything was when Trey got sat down for a game and they had the team meeting, but that was the game after they got booed at home, which is the first time I can remember them getting booed this season. Mm-hmm. So I think they do hear that stuff and they do know. I'll tell you this. As much as people have been disappointed with what happened last night with the Harper thing, if they had lost that game, and I know it's just one game, but if they had lost that game, people would be erupting today. Yeah. They would be treating that game like losing a football game last night if they had lost that after he did that.
Yep.
Yeah, I believe that. Let me give you a 90s banger.
Yeah, give me a 90s banger. Yeah.
Oh, Biv DeVoe, Poison.
Oh, that is a great song.
Oh, Belle Biv DeVoe was big in the 90s, man.
Belle Biv DeVoe is awesome.
Yeah.
And
ask Jack, do we know who that is?
Jack, do you know who Belle Biv DeVoe is?
No idea. No. I thought it was the band Poison.
Well, no, that's the song.
Poison.
The song Poison.
Got him backwards.
Never trust a big butt and a smile is the advice.
That's my life motto.
Yeah. Now, Michael Bivins, big Celtics fan. We almost had him on the podcast once. Those songs, by the way, the Belle Biv DeVoe songs, they're not quite politically correct for 2024, but listening.
But the 90s aren't politically correct for 2024.
But the songs themselves are still awesome every time that you hear
them. Love Belle Biv DeVoe, man.
That's a good one, Big A. That's a good one. All right, man.
All right, brother.
All right, Big A. It doesn't have to be a rap song, rock song. Yeah, we do pop music.
Yeah, well, Belle Biv DeVoe sort of like that.
Hip-hop, smooth, R&B. What is it? Smooth. I used to know the chant.
Well, because they also, what's the no diggity?
Rex and Effect?
No, Rex and Effect was Rump Shaker.
Teddy Riley?
Was.
Guy?
No
what
are
we talking about?
Why can't I remember who sang No Diggity? Yeah. Teddy Riley's in the group, but it's...
Oh, you're right. It is a group. Blackstreet?
Blackstreet, it looks like
on
YouTube.
Blackstreet,
Okay. So it was that kind of music at the time. So it wasn't R&B, but it wasn't hip-hop.
No.
Tony was a little bit like that, too.
Well, that sound, you know where that sound came from? Timberland and Magoo, Missy Elliott, Teddy Riley, all Pharrell Williams, all of Virginia Beach, all those guys down there in Virginia. That's where that sound came from.
Teddy Riley before Timbaland, because Timbaland didn't really get popular till 96.
Probably mid to late 90s.
So.
Well, nobody remembers Magoo.
Yeah. But may he rest in peace.
Yes.
Died a couple years ago.
I didn't even know he passed.
He did.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Yep.
We don't have time for that. All right, we'll get to Yoshi next. Well, I was trying to figure out if we had time for
it. Yes, you know that's going to take a minute.
Yes. So coming up next, maybe the 49ers are still good. So we're going to talk about that. Also, an error that the new running back made that may have pointed out a problem with what the 49ers did. And Jason Kelce says something bad.
He debuted last night.
In his first, forgot his shirt. Said a bad word.
Forgot the whole bag.
Yes.
We got his luggage.
It was about as Kelce as it could be.
Yes. So we'll get to all of that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.